How to Run a Marathon for Beginners. Your step-by-step guide to running a marathon for beginners. Written by How Expert Press, Helen Nazarenko, and narrated by Ida Maria Boyson. Recommended resources. Visit howexpert.com for short how-to guides on unique topics by everyday experts. And visit howexpert.com/marathon for additional resources for marathon enthusiasts. Introduction. Why run a marathon? So you want to run a marathon? Really? For what purpose? What made you agree to this seemingly unreasonable, challenging task and risk wasting a bunch of money and effort on something that some people might consider totally pointless? Well, those people might not be stupid, but they are certainly making a big mistake in questioning the benefits of running a marathon. A marathon can play an amazing role in an individual's life, whether this is visible from the very beginning or only shows up as the grand result at the very end. So what are some of the amazing benefits of marathon running? Well, first of all, it's great exercise. Even if you don't need to lose weight and are already leading a healthy, balanced lifestyle, a marathon can be a fun challenge to try out. As for those who do need to lose weight and begin a life of better eating, exercising, and all other habits in general, a marathon can be a life-transforming solution to your problems. After all, once a person agrees to run a marathon and sticks to the routine training and conditioning that would be required for him or her to complete it, that person will not only learn that leading a healthier lifestyle may not be all that much of an impossible challenge, he or she may actually enjoy the experience and never revert to old bad habits again. Why else would someone agree to run a marathon? Well, for those who have a lot of free time, especially during the summer, this is a great way to occupy your day with healthy benefits in mind. However, for those who are constantly busy and have limited or no time at all to engage in any kind of physical activity, let alone running an entire marathon, attempting to run one will be a truly eye-opening, rewarding experience that will allow you to finally take a little time off for yourself. Running with a purpose. There is certainly another aspect of marathon running to consider besides the running itself and the resulting health benefits. This is the fact that when you run a marathon, you are running it for a purpose. This purpose can vary from cancer fighting to supporting a political party, to any other general public decision. It is completely up to you what you decide to run for, but running for a good cause and showing your support can not only lift your overall feelings and mood for your own sake, it can also potentially save someone's life. The money you pay for participating in a marathon will immediately go to the organization that you wish to support. And if that organization just so happens to be for cancer or child hunger, that money can either end up as a new treatment or as a starving kid's lunch. Of course, this does not mean that you must donate an enormous amount of money when marathon running. In fact, most marathons only require a reasonable donation, usually starting at about $20. However, you are allowed to give as much as you wish and can often receive cool gear or gadgets for your compensation. But if you are on a tight budget, then just know that every penny counts and that just by participating, you are raising the number of supporters of your cause, and this makes the cause all the more well known. And the more people know, the more they are likely to join in to help out, especially since you can tell all of your friends and relatives to support you. See how one person can start off an entire chain reaction? Last but not least, a marathon can also bring a kind of emotional and internal benefit to a person as well. How does that work? Well, First of all, committing and then sticking through something as impressive as a marathon should boost your ego and motivate you to aim for even higher, more difficult to achieve goals in the future. Second, the successful completion of your very first marathon can be a transforming event that you will remember and treasure as a great triumph over the rest of your entire life. And lastly, while running the marathon and participating in all the other events associated with it, you will meet new people and experience the world even more, quite possibly making new acquaintances and maybe even friends. So why not enjoy the opportunity and take action? Your life just might improve from this one lengthy but rewarding experience of marathon running. Important things to consider when running a marathon. Though running a marathon can indeed prove to be a fun, exciting experience that will benefit not only the runner, but numerous other people, marathon running is certainly a challenge, and this fact must not be overlooked. Running a marathon requires a person to consider several different ideas before participation. First, the person must be physically well to run a marathon. No, you do not have to be Superman or even be super fit, as that might defeat an entire big purpose of marathon running. However, the runner must indeed be strong enough and have enough endurance to be able to compete. For instance, if he or she has some kind of medical problems, such as severe breathing disorders or a heart condition, participating in a marathon can be dangerous and potentially life-threatening. Thus, it is best if you do by any chance have a condition that might affect your physical shape during an enduring run to check with a physician before setting out to complete this kind of challenge. Secondly, remember the fact that there are many different types of races, not only based on the different causes that are supported, but that focus on the various distances. For example, there is the 5K run, the 10K run, the 15K run, the half length, and the full length marathon. And these are only some of the standard types, as there are also 8K and 12K runs as well. A full marathon is an impressive 42.195 kilometers, to be exact, which is the same as 26 miles and 385 yards. This is quite a long distance, and for beginners, perhaps this is not the best option. It is safer to start with a shorter length, such as the 5 or 8 kilometer run. Once you have experienced these kinds of events, you may progress onto more difficult, interesting challenges, such as the 12K, the 15K, and the half marathon. It is up to you and your confidence where you wish to begin. However, this is a big decision and must be considered wisely. The final step to choosing the kind of marathon you want to participate in is, of course, the cause you wish to support. This is also fully your decision, and you can easily look up information on any kind of associations that are hosting marathons from your computer, as well as from flyers that are so often posted all around the neighborhood. Choose a cause you truly wish to support to help raise money for, not something you do not believe in just for the sake of it. Once you join the marathon, the feeling of contribution and involvement will be overwhelming, and you will feel truly proud of yourself as a participant. Final checklist before your new lifestyle. All right, you're ready. You've followed all the necessary steps to starting out on your exciting journey of marathon running. Let's go through the checklist one more time to make sure you've correctly followed all the steps needed in order to begin. Step 1. You've made your decision. You set up a mental chart that listed the reasons you'd want to participate in a marathon, and the list ended up being long enough so that you've agreed to stand up to the challenge and run. Whether you're doing this for your physical health, your ego, the cause you're supporting, or a little bit of all three, You found enough factors of persuasion to allow yourself to participate in marathon running. Congrats. That might have been one of the most difficult tasks of the procedure. Step 2. You've set your goals. Though this was sort of skirted around in the introduction, setting a goal is highly important to running a marathon. Are you running to come in first or just to finish? Are you running to motivate others to join in the cause, or are you making a significant donation all on your own? Think through this carefully before setting out. If your goal is overall fitness, then find what will motivate you on your way. If the aim is to get more people to join the cause you value so much, figure out how you will spread the word of your determination. Step 3. You've done your research. You've gone online, looked around for any signs or announcements, and have located the cause that is hosting a marathon. You've read all about it and are ready to help. Step 4. You've signed up. You contacted the marathon officials and proclaimed your interest. You've reserved yourself a spot on the track and are all set in being part of the crew. You know the time and the date, along with the distance you're running and the location of the event. Step 5. You're ready. You've told all your friends and relatives to spread the word. They're all thrilled for your sake. You've visited the location of the planned-out marathon track, seen the distance you need to conquer, and have your goals fresh on your mind as you consider how much time is left until the big event. You're ready to start and prove to the world what a champion you are. List of marathon running preparation aspects. Here is a list that you need to remember in order to successfully run a marathon. These are just the basics and may seem quite obvious, but you do need an overview of each important part of marathon preparation before setting out to create your own strategies. 1. Training. This is obvious. Training is something you will have to endure in order to be able to run a marathon. No, you will not need to train 24/7, but consistency and determination will be the primary key to success. 2. Diet and nutrition. This is a bit less obvious to someone who may not have run before, but eating right during both marathon training and marathon running is a majorly important thing. Not only will the correct diet provide you with the way to get healthier and fit, it will also ensure that your body is functioning at its best and is in top form to perform well in the marathon. And 3. Motivation. Marathons can be challenging. They will test not only your physical abilities, but also your mindset and determination. Sometimes, it will be difficult to stay on track in the training and diet routines that you will need to familiarize yourself with. Thus, make sure you have someone who supports you for at least a part of the way. A friendly face and some encouraging words can often do the trick to get a runner back on track. Training. What you will need. There are several things you will need to obtain before training. Number 1. Training gear. Nothing too fancy. In fact, quite the opposite. A collection of relatively old t-shirts paired with good, comfortable shorts or sweats of the desired length will do the trick. As for shoes, pick the most comfortable sneakers that you own. For your first marathon, unless you are positive you will continue running, there is no need to purchase a special pair of sneakers. However, if you do decide to buy a new pair of shoes, pick ones with good ankle support and a springy sole that will send you flying on the track. Number 2. A training location. This is something you will definitely need to find. If there is a park near your house, that's wonderful. But if you live in a busy city that does not have many parks for recreation, then you might need to drive to your desired training track. And number three, a journal. This is optional, but an excellent idea. A journal will help you keep track of your running and training in general, as well as your mood and experiences during the exercises. It can be something as simple as your day-to-day planner or any random composition notebook. After you complete your marathon, it will be interesting to look back and see what your exact thoughts were at every step of marathon training. Know your situation. Before forming your training schedule, you must consider your body, your habits, and the conditions under which you will be running. First, when are you most energetic? If your energy boost comes in the morning, don't wait until it passes. If you generally feel more energetic at night, don't force yourself to train when you don't yet feel like it. The reason for this is that training at low energy will not only lower your endurance and overall performance, it will also take a toll on your thoughts in the form of seeming too unpleasant to get through. Second, how strong are you? Can you easily run 10 miles, or does even a jog on a 1 mile track put you into a fit of hacking, coughing, and suffocation? If so, intense training is probably not the key to your success, and it's better to start early and slow to have time to boost your endurance before the big event. Third, how long is your race? If you're running the 5K, less training time will be required than if you're running the 15K. It makes sense. Typically, a week of preparation should be reserved for each mile of the marathon. For a full marathon, allow at least 16 weeks of training, but can actually stretch that to a total of 26 weeks. For shorter distances, think of dividing that time frame accordingly. And fourth, how much time do you have? If you have a lengthy chunk of time ahead of you, you can allow yourself to start slowly and gradually increase the amount of training. If you have limited time, such as only a measly 4 weeks to prepare for a 5 or 10K, you will obviously need to increase the intensity of your training. With these four steps, you can form an idea of approximately how difficult and how long your marathon training will be. Pre-training. First, for the cardio. You will obviously need to run. However, before even beginning your marathon training, you need to be able to run for at least 30 minutes without stopping. Speed is not important. As long as you keep a consistent pace, you are getting prepared for the full training. If you cannot yet run for a good 30 minutes without needing to stop and take a break, starting off a schedule of marathon training is not a good idea. First, develop at least some good stamina by going on switch-up runs. In other words, jog for as long as you can manage, then walk fast, then jog again. At first, this may not be necessary, but after a while, try to start keeping track of how long it takes you to tire out between every rest break and how long it takes you to recover. With consistency and motivation, you will gradually be able to lessen the required resting periods and lengthen the time you can keep jogging. Once you achieve your first accomplishment, the 30-minute jog without stopping, you are well on your way to a great experience in marathon training. Avoiding injuries. Unfortunately, as with any other sport, running can bring on some injuries to the passionate athlete. Though you certainly will not yet be training like an Olympic runner, you are still prone to getting an injury, especially since you might be still unfamiliar with your body's functions under training and consistent exercise. There are several steps you can take, however, to reduce your risk of getting an injury. Number one, wear high-quality running shoes. No, You don't necessarily need to buy new ones, but if the shoes you own are obviously falling apart, do not provide enough support for your feet, such as Converse shoes, or are not a good fit for arch and pronation in general, you will need to make this investment. A running shoe protects your feet from the pavement, as well as eliminates the stress on the knees and hip joints caused by the impact of your feet hitting the track. If incorrect shoes are worn, the result could be painful swelling of the joints, overstressed leg muscles, as well as a potential twisted ankle. Number 2. Warm up before running. Always begin your jogs with a warm up. It doesn't matter the planned intensity of the run. This is essential to warm up your muscles and help avoid the constant possibility of an injury. When muscles are stiff and are suddenly exposed to unexpected stress at the beginning of a jogging session, they may end up overexhausting very quickly, or even getting seriously damaged. On the other hand, a muscle that has been stretched out, warmed up, and loosened has a much lower chance of experiencing a stressful breakdown and will be much more productive in getting you in motion. The following quick and easy warm-up will give you a good, pleasant stretch and prepare your muscles for endurance. Feel free to substitute any similar exercises for the ones I'm about to go over to accommodate your own preferences. But do make sure to warm up before every run. Exercise 1. Neck, wrist, and ankle roll. Sit down on the floor, separating your feet to a comfortable distance. Keep your lower back straight, but not too uptight. Begin rolling your ankles by rotating them. Relax your neck muscles and allow your head to loll forward, while at the same time rolling your wrists. Release all tension within your neck and wait until your chin touches your chest before tightening your muscles and returning to the starting position. Now perform the same ritual again, this time rolling your head back instead of forward, and return to the starting position. Repeat to either side. This is one count. Perform about 4 to 6 counts. Exercise 2. Helicopter. Stand straight with your feet shoulder-width apart. Lift your arms and begin circulating them as though they are windmills. Make sure to keep the arms straight throughout the entire exercise. This motion will release the tension of your shoulder muscles and give you an energy boost. Perform this movement for 10 rotations, forward and 10 back. Exercise 3. Torso twists. Stand with your feet shoulder-width apart and knees straight. Reach straight down and try to touch the floor with the palms of your hands without bending your knees. Make sure your heels are flat on the ground. Try to reach the floor with either your fingers or the palms of your hands. Now twist to face the left and reach your left hand as far as you can to the right and behind you. You will feel the stretch in your side. Return to the original bent position and twist to face the right side. Reach your right hand over to the opposite side. Return to the original upright position. Now lift your arms sideways and lean to the left from the waist up. When you bend, your arms should be perpendicular to the floor and held straight. Return to the upright position. Repeat on the right. This is a great way to stretch your back as well as your sides and calf muscles all in one exercise. Exercise 4. Lunge. It is highly recommended to stretch your calf muscles before setting out for even a light jog. Stand up straight with knees shoulder-width apart once again. Step forward with your left leg as far as you can while keeping the heel of your right leg pasted to the ground. Keep your back leg straight and bend your front leg as far as you can. Hold for about 10 to 20 seconds and then switch